Pranamami sada prabhu pada padam. Thank you. कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण हरे
Senior Vaishnavas who are here and they were connected with Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj. They should something qualify them by giving Pushpanjali in lotus feet. I think Urukam Prabhu is senior of one of the seniors. He should come and say something about it. आपने बेस्ट एकदम शांतिपूर्वक बस अच्छा वो लोग वहीं पर खड़े होकर के और यू कैन कुक देयर
देयर आर हीप्स ऑफ बुक्स एंड शास्त्रस इन सनातन धर्म वेद उपनिषद रामायण महाभारत पुराण एक्सेट्रा व्हाट इज द गुड. Undoubtedly they are good for us. In spite of that, we do not get any good, we do not receive the good. Why? I have to ask my superior devotee. Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi Navavid Gajam Indriyari. Is it discouraging or encouraging? Is it discouraging? No, rectified. Not at all discouraging. So, only uttering and chanting is not chanting. Only description is not the worthy of devotion. It must be remembered always.
It is not discouraging, it is encouraging. I should do properly so that I may attain that place. Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi Nobhavi Brajham Indriyai. It is not at all discouraging. The sincere seeker must try what is the, where is the wrong. I shall mend my way. For this is needless. Sevan Mukhe hi jivhado usayam eva surattada. And why it is stated? Sayam eva surattada. No necessity of trying? Is it? No. Chanting of my own effort is not chanting. But chanting of Gurudev is chanting. Why difference? One is bhoganmukh and the other is sevanmukh. This is the difference. So we must try to leave that bhoganmukh attain and should be sincere. The more sincere, the more we are again. I do not want to waste your valuable time. I pray to Sridhar Maharaj, my divine master also, to bless me for being able to move in the path of spiritual world. Thank you. Pancha Pancha.
I am requesting Srimati Madhavi Devi to glorify his Gurudev.
Two sides of Srila Guru Maharaj's divine life. I just said that there are two folds of Srila Guru Maharaj's life and precept. Both folds are very closely interlinked, interrelated. His one fold was that of great preacher, that of great preacher of message of Sriman Mahaprabhu, divine couple, his Guru Bhargava, from Madhyamadhikar level. And the other fold of his life is esoteric. Actually, that's not so much known by the devotees in general. From time to time, some of the devotees, a few devotees among us, could receive some glimpse of that esoteric fold or part of Srila Guru Maharaj's life, taste, devotional character in relation to Sriman Mahaprabhu, Saparikar Sriman Mahaprabhu, when I say Saparikar, specifically Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. So in relation to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu and all his dearmost Rupanuga Guru Bhargava, then Sriman Mahaprabhu himself and the divine couple. Just as Guru Maharaj also referred to the Siddhanta, quoting from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita often. Bahiranga Sanghe Kare Nam Sankirtan antaranga sange kare rasa asadam. We also found two folds of Sriman Mahaprabhu's life. Two folds of Sriman Mahaprabhu's life and distribution. One fold was that of great Sankirtana movement. And we find that Sriman Mahaprabhu performed that great glorious Krishna Sankirtana in congregation with the congregation with many devotees in the prior to his last 12 years in Puri Dham. After performing most wonderful transcendental Krishna Sankirtana, inundating the hearts of many fortunate jiva souls with transcendental ecstasy of Krishna, transcendental ecstasy of Krishna prema, then Sriman Mahaprabhu revealed himself, deeply tasted himself in his esoteric Leela. We find that in Gambhira with a few devotees, selected devotees, Sarup Raya Ramananda Prabhu, sometimes Govinda used to be there. So similarly, when we look into the We closely look into, deeply look into the lifestyle, the characteristics of the divine lives and precepts of the pure devotees, automatically devotees of Lord, of divine couple. Then we find all of them have two-folded life. Inseparably, they are actually inseparable from each other, so interrelated, we can't separate. Therefore, we can't really say one fold was external and other fold is truly internal, but just to make comparison, we say that, but both promote both fold. Even though Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described in this way, Bahiranga Sange Kare Naam Sankirtan, Hintu Antaranga Sange Kare Rasa Asadan. He wanted to draw some comparison between Sriman Mahaprabhu's performance, compassionate performance of Naam Sankirtana with general devotees and his Rasa Asadana, testing the inner devotional love mellows with a selected, few selected devotees. So, but still, Kaviraj Goswami actually did not mean Nam Sankirtan in external sense, even though apparently it appears like that, Sriman Mahaprabhu performed Nam Sankirtana. But Nam Sankirtana he performed with many devotees, with congregation of devotees, or just external. Actually, Rasa Sadhana was fully internal. But it's not really that kind of external or internal. But just as it is said, like when we draw, pure devotees draw comparison between the rasas, and they have to say that Vatsala Rasa is lower than Madhurya Rasa. But that doesn't mean the Vatsala Rasa is really low class Rasa, but it's comparatively, we have to understand. Even Srimati Radhika, the owner, who has got all ownership of the world of Madhurya Rasa service, is the goddess unparalleled, super excellent, beloved goddess of the whole world of Madhurya Rasa. Means all rasa, because Madhurya Rasa includes all the rasas. Still, I heard from Srila Guru Maharaj, it has been mentioned by the Goswami in Leela, in Gopala Champu, that just after rising early in the morning, she would somehow touch the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda, by hook or by crook. Of course, it has to be understood in qualified way. So, because Mother Yashoda would be girding herself in such a way so that Srimati Radhika could not touch her feet, but she would definitely manage everything in such a way, all of a sudden, suddenly she would touch feet of Mother Yashoda and smear her head with her feet dust. Because in Sakya Rasa, Srimati Radhika is the eternal wife, transcendental wife, beloved goddess of Madhava. So back to the point, so in this way, even Srimati Radhika honors Vatsala Rasa in that way. So when she connects to Vatsala Rasa Leela, then that rasa also becomes imbued, wonderfully imbued with Madhurya Rasa, the color, taste, flavor of Madhurya Rasa. So Vatsala Rasa is also closely connected with Madhurya Rasa in this way, because Madhurya Rasa also includes Vatsala Rasa. So similarly, when Kaviraj Goswami would describe that Bahiranga Sanghe Kare Naam Sankirtan, actually just to compare between, it's not to be understood in real external sense that Naam Sankirtana is external, no. Otherwise then Mahaprabhu would not say, Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Keta Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam Seh Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sriman Mahaprabhu clearly mentioned that everything is there, all our highest wealth, highest interest, everything is there in Naam Sankirtana. So, Srimad Mahaprabhu's Naam Sankirtana Rasa Sadhana, both parts were actually complementary to each other. They were promoter of each other. Because